And you talking about the meat, that whole, that pork was, that's a very important part of the diet and everybody. Back in those days, try to have my whole potato kid, you know, raising what the meat is, ham and sausage and all of that. They killed the meat and they used it, they cooked that ham and that they used both for breakfast and dinner too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about eggs? How were they?
Well, they cook them the same way we do now. Fry them, scramble them, boil them.
Did you have poached? Was it poached?
No, they didn't bear see me seeing them poached eggs. You know, poached eggs. Well, I don't beat them. I don't see too much of that, you know, unless they find somebody sick in the doctor.
I see.
Put him on the post diet, but I never have seen him buy that. Right. They probably just cook post eggs right in there. It's a regular thing. Yeah. It's not a problem. Whatever you use.
The two different parts to the egg, how is that?
The yolk and what they call it, the yellow and white.
White egg.
White egg, the yellow egg.
And how about this typical southern food that made out of corn and put in lye?
Hominy?
Yes, do you remember?
Yeah, they used to make that, you know, they put in that, take ashes, you know, this lye, probably ashes and some kind of wind, get that husk off of it, you know, and they cook it.
That's not the same as grits. Grits would be...
No, it's a whole grain.
Right, that's the whole...
It's a whole grain. It's somewhere they had that to use, that take that corn, hot water, the ashes, you know, and get that hook, that outside of the grain off.
And just peel it off.
It's off, just peel off, it's peel off, you see, and they cook that, you know. And now you take, you know, in this section, you will find a lot of people eat a lot of grits, you know. Basically, plenty of people in the rural now, you find a few and you don't find too many of them around.
Oh, it is? I'm starting right now?
No.
Okay.
Let's show them how much turned on. This battery turned on.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay, bye.
One old man did. We never did eat no rice with no sugar and milk and stuff like that. We said, that's what it is. That's how to do with cereal, you know, like you would do cornflakes and cereal. You cook that rice and put sugar in it and put a little milk in it. And a whole lot of time they cook it that way.
Do you think rice is more is better here than grits?
Well, now, I don't know. I don't think it is. One thing, that method of cooking rice, a whole lot of them around here, I don't think is the best because it's usually gummy. It's a lot of starch in it. You see, they don't get that starch out of it like you know, you take rice and wash it through warm water several times, you can wash out a whole lot of that starch and boil it, you know, and it'll boil out a whole lot of the starch and drain it good. But they don't do that here. It's usually so gummy you can't hug out all that. So I don't know. It's a lot of starch in it, I know.
What about milk products?
Well, the milk products are literally like butter. And I guess that's about it. And rather than I found one thing too. Didn't find them dragging a whole lot of sweet milk. Most of it was buttermilk.
Cottage cheese or anything like that?
Yeah, they didn't make no cottage cheese, they didn't make no kind of cheese. Now, well, I remember